Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Coming up, the answer to your home improvement question.
You have an age-old problem, don't you, Tracy?
It's really, really ugly paneling. I've been having a lot of water problems also.
We had to tear out a bathroom. What I was wondering, does he...
And we're looking at replacing our roof.
No. Good afternoon. How y'all doing? Y'all caught me with a paint roller in my hand.
Well, put down the paint roller and pick up the phone, because it's time for the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show with Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti. Call 1-888-MONEY-PIT now.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit. If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Do you think you will pay too much for energy this winter?
Yes, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Pick me.
Oh, I know I will. I absolutely will.
Well, we've got the solutions on this hour of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Tell you what. Call us with your story of your coldest room in the house and let Leslie and I try to warm it up. It'll be nice and toasty when we get done with it, right?
I'm telling you, I think Money Pit sweaters are the way to go.
Hey, there you go.
I think
hey,
that needs to be our
because,
thing.
Because, right, we could help our listeners save a lot of money because just tell them to turn down the heat and put on our sweater.
Here, put on this Money Pit fleece and stay warm. And you can also use it to block the draft coming under your front door.
That's right. When you go to bed at night, you can just take it and roll it up in a ball and shove it under the door.
You know, back to the saga of the front door.
Oh, this is the door that took you like months to get installed. Went in, got taken out because it was the wrong size, and finally it's in.
Yes. Well, we're still waiting for the beautiful hardware that we ordered. So we have like this temporary hardware in there, and we have this mail slot. And they decided to put our old mail slot hardware on it because they didn't want to drill new holes just in case, you know, the new hardware didn't match up. But wait, they didn't put the back plate back on. So we have this like draft coming in. So I have our doormat like rolled up and covered in front of the backside of the mail slot. And I'm like, I'm so glad I paid X thousands of dollars for my beautiful front door, yet I have this huge breeze
hole
coming through. I can't wait to see how much I save this winter.
Well, I bet that our listeners may have a few holes in their homes that are letting out some of that very expensive heated air. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's tackle those home improvement projects. Let's solve those do-it-yourself dilemmas. And let us give you some tools to get the job done, why don't you?
As always, we're giving away this hour a great prize, the Corner Cut Sander from Ryobi. It's worth $29, so make sure you call in. You got to ask a question on air. That's how it works. You know it by now, so ask a question.
And we'll be getting some help this hour from our friend Ron Hazelton. Now you see him on Good Morning America. He is the GMA how-to guru. He'll be stopping by the Money Pit with his energy-saving tips as well. So let's get right to those phones, Leslie.
All right, now from our new affiliate in California, the Quake Radio, KQKE, we're going to welcome Charles, who wants to talk about water pressure. How can we help?
Well, I live in a house that was built in Austria in 1879 and shipped around the Horn and carried up the hill by horseback. And
wow.
Really?
Beautiful, beautiful old house, hand-carved ceilings and coffered things, and it's very beautiful. But I do have a problem. I have almost zero water pressure in my upstairs bathtub.
Mm.
And so I'm wondering, you know, I don't know, I'm sure it's old galvanized pipes and things, but is there any way I can increase the water pressure in there without replumbing the whole house?
Mm, probably not if it is old galvanized pipes, because what happens is galvanized pipe starts at, say, a 1-inch diameter, and then as it rusts, rust expands the metal to 8 times its pre-rusted thickness. So if you can envision that 1-inch galvanized pipe as the rust
the thickness on the inside, the interior diameter.
It's like a clogged artery. And if you've ever seen one of those pipes cut in half, you'll see a little tiny hole in the middle where the water has to try to squeeze through. So there's no fast way to make that repair. Do other plumbing fixtures in the bathroom work? Does the sink work? Is there a shower?
The cold water in the sink works great. The shower works great. But the bathtub, I mean, I haven't used in the 4 years.
What about the hot water in the sink?
The hot water in the sink is not very good. The cold water is fabulous.
Yeah. Now, do you know what kind of plumbing do you have in the house? You say it's probably galvanized. Have you confirmed that?
I haven't confirmed that. No.
Well,
I was
here
just wondering
some...
whether it's possible to remove the handles and see if there's just gunk that's collected in there that's slowing things down from coming out the spout.
Not likely. I mean, you could, but it's probably really, with the age of this house, from what you're telling us, it's most likely the plumbing system. If you ever have to replace galvanized pipes, there's a sort of an order of events that you might want to consider doing, that each step of this will give you a little bit more of increased pressure. The easiest plumbing to replace, of course, would be plumbing that was accessible. So if you had a basement or a lower level where you could see the pipes, typically horizontal runs are the ones that rust the most. You do that first. Secondly, the main water line that goes from the house to the street, at the main water valve, you can see what kind of pipe it is, and you can determine whether or not it's galvanized. If that's galvanized, then that you really want to replace, because that's going to break, and it's going to have the least opportune time, and it's going to be a big stinking mess. So that's one you wanted to do at your convenience and not at your inconvenience, if you know what I mean. And thirdly would be all of the plumbing pipes, the vertical pipes that go up into the bathrooms. Now, those being the hardest to access, that's why you want to do those last. But fortunately, they typically rust the least. It's the horizontal main and the horizontal lines that are in the house that seem to rust the most. So if you could try to tackle it in bits and pieces like that, it sounds like you've got a gorgeous, gorgeous house there, Charles.
Wow, and unique.
And a unique house.
Is.
And it's definitely going to be worth spending some money on that plumbing system and really get it where you want it to be.
Okay, in the meantime, I'll have to go find a bathtub somewhere.
There you go. All right, Charles, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
All right, this next call is about a recommendation for a tankless water heater. We're going to talk to Joe in Virginia. Joe, what's going on?
What I want to do, my gas bill's been so high lately, like $400 a month, and I was thinking about going to all electric. And...
Oh, God, it would be way more.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, you think it'd be more?
Oh, my gosh,
absolutely.
Yeah. It'd be horrible.
And then they had on this show, I was listening to your show, they had bring up about this Renee water heater or Renai or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Renai, yeah.
How you spell that?
That's a tankless water heater. It's R-I-N-N-A-I, Renai. That's a tankless water heater, and the way it works is it basically is an on-demand system, so it only heats the water when you need it, and because it only heats it when you need it, it's super high efficiency. Their website is foreverhotwater.com, and there's an interesting little comparison on that website of what it costs to heat water. And electric, if you had an electric water heater, it would cost you $451 a year to heat your electric hot water. If you had gas, it'd be $284. Yeah, if you had gas, it'd be $284, so that'd be less than electric. But if you had an on-demand Renai water heater, it would only cost you $156 because they're just super efficient. They work really well. I saw them a few months ago at a trade show and was talking to one of the engineers and was real impressed by some of the other benefits, such as the fact that you can control the temperature with a keypad. So let's say you have kids like I do and you want to send up maybe the six-year-old to take a shower on his own, which my son could do, because I have the water heat, the temps of the water turned down. But maybe, you don't have that kind of confidence, so you could just dial up in the kitchen, the temperature from, say, 130 degrees down to, like, 108, and know that the kids weren't going to get scalded. And then maybe if you like it up to 120, you just dial it back up before you go in the shower. So it's a lot of control, and the fact that you really never run out of hot water when you put one of these things in. So I think it's a real good idea.
And plus the fact that it's not constantly creating hot water. So it's not always heating the water, even if you don't need it. It's only doing it when you turn on that faucet. So it really is efficient.
Okay, I'd like to ask you this now. Where can you place this water heater? Can that be anywhere in your house? Right now I got the hot water tank in a basement.
Right. You could put it in the basement, and that's probably the best place to put it because that's where all your plumbing is ending. But you have flexibility. I mean, I've even seen this mounted on the outside of a house.
Oh, really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And about how big are they and how much?
They're about a quarter of the size of a regular water heater.
Because they're not storing water.
Right. They don't need the tank. So it's just the working mechanism. They're fairly small. Geez, I'm just trying to envision the size. I don't have it committed to memory.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Yeah, it's probably like a big suitcase, about that size. Maybe about 18 inches wide, maybe 24 inches tall, something like that. Maybe 12 inches deep. Not that big. Kind of like it looks like about the size of a suitcase mounted on your wall.
Wow. And how about the price? Do you have any idea on that?
I'm recalling somewhere between $500 and $1,000.
Paid a couple of $300 for the one I got.
Yeah, but then you paid an extra $300 for that
hot
water. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So this is one of those situations where you're going to have a pretty quick return on investment.
I appreciate talking to you, and thank you very much. I'll listen to your show. I hear it from work, so you know.
Well, don't let your boss find out.
Yeah, I hope not. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Listen from home, listen from work, listen in your car. Just don't use those power tools while you're driving, would you? We don't want any accidents.
Hey, do you want to learn a shortcut on winter yard work? How about a fun fact about keeping your pets safe in the snow and ice? Well, we've got...
My pets don't want to stay safe in the snow and ice.
What do you
My
think?
Dog
they
goes
just
outside.
Want to run around?
Yeah, he goes outside and picks up chunks of snow and throws it up in the air and then catches it.
Well, you know what they say, don't eat the yellow snow.
That's true.
Well, we've got that tip and other great tips, advice, and information every Friday in your inbox when you subscribe to the Money Pit e-newsletter. So that's very exciting. So make sure you visit moneypit.com to see past newsletters and sign up to get yours today. And it's free.
And speaking of cold things, here's a hot tip for you for this January. Do you know that January is the peak month for residential fires?
Well, then, you know what, Tom? We are right on target because we just did an episode of While You Were Out, and we did a pool house in Austin, Texas. And we were storing all the trash, the garbage, you know, empty paint cans, extra lumber, all that stuff. And, you know, we didn't do anything inappropriate. And we got a call from the homeowner, and apparently a mysterious fire started in the trash area and almost burnt down the room that we just did.
Oh, man.
He was like, I was trying desperately to save the room, but the shed is gone.
That would be a really bad epilogue to While You Were Out episode.
Can you imagine? So January is house fire month.
It is. And if your house was on fire, do you know if emergency services could find it quickly and efficiently?
You would hope so.
You would hope, but they may not be able to. We'll tell you why right after this.
Listen to the sound of a safer home. Introducing the Kidde Wireless Smoke Alarm System, using wireless technology to link smoke alarms together so that when one sounds, they all sound. In a fire, every moment counts. The sooner you hear a smoke alarm, the sooner you can get out. The Kidde Wireless System provides warning throughout the home, giving you more time to escape. Plus, it's easy to install. The Kidde Wireless System. Know the sound of a safer home. Available at Lowe's and other retailers.
Let's talk about some cold hard facts. Winter's coming and it's going to cost a bundle to heat your home. But there is a way to heat effectively, efficiently, and cleanly. For over a year, Leslie and I have been telling you about Riker room conditioners, ceiling fans that heat and cool. The heating element is above the blades. It's controlled by a remote that controls your temperature setting. It's a ceiling fan, so it only heats the rooms you use when you use them. It heats quickly and operates on electricity and costs as little as 5 cents an hour to operate. With this winter's predictions of record high heating costs, that's a nickel well spent. Check them out today at Menards, Ace, Blaine's, and selected Home Depots and Lowe's. Or for more information and additional dealers, visit heatingfans.com or call 1-866-4-REIKER. That's 1-866-4-REIKER.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
Are you tired of fumbling with your project materials in one hand and taking a measurement with the other hand? Like when you install a shower rod or chair rail, you almost need a third hand, right? Well, not anymore. The new Auto Tape from Black & Decker is a one-hand wonder. With the push of a button, the 25-foot Auto Tape automatically extends or retracts for you. Measuring has never been this convenient. And no more calling, "Honey, can you come hold something while I take a measurement?" You'll love the Auto Tape from Black & Decker, and so will your wife.
This portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by Kenmore, makers of the Kenmore Elite Induction Cooktop, which cooks food faster and more efficiently than gas or electric ranges. To learn more, visit your local Sears store or call 1-888-KENMORE. Now, here's Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. The website, moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
So you might be surprised to learn that this month is the peak time for residential fires. Now, if you want to make sure, absolutely sure, that emergency crews can find your home quickly, place large, easy-to-read numbers on your home mailbox so rescuers can find it very, very fast. Now, don't do what Leslie did, which is to bury your house numbers behind a big tree.
I thought if I put the beautiful planter with the three little trees all the way to the front of the stoop, you'd still be able to see it. And maybe I can see it because I know it's there. But darn it, that pizza delivery guy has been to my house a dozen times since we've owned it. And every time he's like, "When are you going to put numbers on the house?" And I'm
like, "Yeah, the heck with firefighters finding that. Let's talk about something really important like the pizza
dinner.
Guy. You know, with the Chinese food guy."
Yeah, they don't deliver Chinese food in my neighborhood. Only pizzas.
So stand at the front of your house, stand in the street, and look at your house as if you're driving by it.
So can
you see those numbers?
And see how long it takes.
Yeah, exactly. Can you see those numbers? Are they really, really easy to find? Do they reflect light? Are they illuminated? You know, make sure rescuers can see those numbers, because if they can't, you could lose precious moments if your house was on fire or if you had a different type of emergency. So,
all right, I will change them.
All right.
And here, we have a great prize. It can help you change the numbers on your house, but it can help you do a lot of other things. If you wanted to sand the numbers into your front door, this is the prize to do it with. It's the Corner Cut Sander from Ryobi. It's worth $29. It's a small prize, but it packs a lot of punch. It's really fantastic. It's money-saving and a labor-saving tool, and it can help you accomplish the same things that far more expensive tools can do. And best of all is we're going to give it to you for free if you win. So best of all, this thing is a cordless finish sander. It has corded performance, so you're really going to get a good job done with that. And basically, they call it the Corner Cut Sander because it's designed for fine sanding in corners and other hard-to-reach places.
Like in between those house numbers, if you want to get in really tight. You can do that with this.
You can make a really tight curve if you have an 8. All right. It's a great prize. Call
1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's next?
Carl in Minnesota has a stinky problem. Carl, you're sensing sewer gas is coming through the walls into a room. Tell us about it.
Well, what it is the master bedroom has got a bathroom off of that. And then on the back side of that bathroom, there's a bedroom. Okay, and then on the other side of that bedroom, there's another bathroom, see? And it seems like it's only in the one bedroom where you can smell it when you put on the ceiling fan.
Hmm.
Is there a bathtub in that bathroom?
I think they're both showers.
Do you use both showers?
They use them all the time, yep.
Hmm. Okay. Because, I know where you're going with that, Leslie. You're thinking that the trap dried out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is typically, if you have a problem with sewer gas, it's a problem with venting. And it may be that perhaps the vent is separated in the wall or something of that nature, because that's really the only way you're going to get this gas smell. If your trap is dried out or if the vent is separated in the wall, you could be getting a smell from there.
Well, what I did is I checked up in the attic, you know, where the one vent goes straight through, and then the other one, there's a pipe going across to tie it together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I thought probably that pipe there that's laying kind of down flat, and I thought probably that might have had some holes in there, but I've looked at that. And it seems like that's great.
Do you ever get any gurgling in any of the bathrooms?
I tell you, I really can't. I tell you, this is my daughter's house.
Okay.
And I'm not.
Well, you're trying to be a good dad and help her out.
Right, right.
And you don't want anybody to think it's your cooking that smells, right?
But it's in the little guy's room. It isn't in the master bedroom.
Yeah.
It's in the other one. And like I say, I don't know how you could find out if it's.
Well, is there any chance that it's not sewage gas, that there could be, say, for example, a mouse that died behind the closet wall or something of that nature? Because sometimes there are things like that that happen in homes that cause strong odors. It may not necessarily be related to what you think it is.
But the thing is, that wouldn't be there forever. You know, this has
no,
been going
that eventually on. Fades away.
This has been going on for quite some time.
Well, I go back to my original theory that it's a venting issue. And, you know, the other thing that could happen is that maybe one of those vents got clogged.
Well, could you pour water down from the top?
Well, you could snake it down and see if it's clear. But if it smells, it's got to be a venting issue. We just got to figure out where the vent.
Well, it's a sewer smell because I've been there when it's, you know. But like I say, it all must be hanging up toward the top of the ceiling. Because
what's underneath this? Is there a crawl space or a basement?
This is a split-level house.
Okay, so what's underneath this? The room where the smell is?
Family room on one side and laundry on the other.
And is there a bathroom below that as well?
Nope, not there, no. That's way on the other end of the house.
Okay. Because I'm thinking it could be sourcing from below as well.
Well, it could be from the laundry room below.
That's true. Could be that pipe as well. There's got to be a break in the vent somewhere.
Yes, there's a utility, a laundry sink in there.
Do they use that sink often?
Yeah, she uses that. She got daycare. She washes a lot.
Ah. She's got daycare. Nobody left a diaper around, did they?
I don't think so, no. Well, I wouldn't think that would get upstairs, but, you know, it's only, you know.
You know what, Carlos? One other thing that comes to mind here, and that is we're all assuming that your plumbing is put together correctly, but if one of these sinks, for example, did not have a proper P-trap in it, then that sink could be the source of sewage gas. So I would try to investigate whether or not any of the drains seem to be emitting the gas when you smell this. Because if one of them is, it might be that one of the traps are not put together correctly. And again, that stems to it's not being vented. If the traps aren't assembled right, if there's any cross connections, or if you're not getting a good water seal, you're going to get sewage gas. It's got to be in the venting system, Carl. You're just going to have to look and dig deeper until you find it.
But there's no way of finding it unless you open up the walls.
Well, that might be the next step.
Well, you know what it is all these vents in that house are all copper.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was built in the time when everything was, you know, copper was fairly reasonable.
Yeah, and typically copper is a good product. But, you know, if you're getting sewage gas, it's stemming from a vent. We just got to figure out what that is. Okay, Carl, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
The high cost of home heating probably has you wondering what you can do around the house right now that will save you money this winter. Coming up, we're going to have tips from Ron Hazelton, the host of House Calls, and he'll tell you how to do just that. 888-MONEY-PIT.
This portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by Riker Room Conditioners, available at all Menards, selected Lowe's, and Home Depot's, and as a special order in all Lowe's and Home Depot stores. Or contact Riker at www.heatingfans.com or call 1-866-4-RIKER, that's R-E-I-K-E-R, for additional information.
Welcome back to this hour of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Well, from coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, no matter where you live, the high cost of home heating probably has you wondering what you can do around the house right now that could help save you money. Joining us now is Ron Hazelton. He is host of the nationally syndicated television program House Calls and also the resident how-to guru for Good Morning America. Hey, Ron, welcome to the Money Pit.
Hey, thank you, Tom. You know, guru, that's a tough title to wear, isn't it?
There's a lot of pressure on us this year to help our viewers and our listeners save some money
on the heating bills, the news forecast is very, very dreary.
It's grim.
It's very grim. It looks like we're talking anywhere from 50% and up, raising the cost of gas and oil and propane, and I'm sure electricity will follow. And so I think it's a good time for us all to put our guru heads together and come up with some good ideas on how people can sort of save some money. What are the sorts of things that you're teaching folks this year on House Calls?
Well, you know, I kind of like to look at this from two points of view. The first one is I want to spend as little money as I possibly can to produce the heat in my house. And then once I've made it, I want to keep as much of it inside as possible. That kind of helps me organize, you know, what I do.
So how do you keep how you produce the heat low? How do you keep those costs down?
Well, I think some of the, and I know this is all things we've heard before, but this year the impact is going to be even greater than ever. I think, first of all, is certainly if you haven't brought the insulation level up in your attic to what it should be for your area, and in a lot of and in many parts of the country that can be up to 12 inches, this is definitely the time to do it.
Yeah, if you've never done it before, now's the time. And I find that people that even have fairly new houses, see homes that are less than 10 years old, often don't have enough insulation.
That's true, and I think that even as little as 10 years ago, the estimates on what was adequate were lower than they are now. A couple of things I just remind people: if you're going to do this job yourself and you're up in the attic, look at the insulation level relative to the top of the joist. If the insulation is below the top level of the joist, then you want to add more insulation on top of what's already there, going in the same direction until you bring it up flush with the top of the joist. Now, important point here, the insulation that's already there probably has a paper backing on it,
right?
Paper barrier. And so anything new that goes in should not have that paper barrier on it. It should just be the fiberglass.
So you should put the open fiberglass end on top of the paper side.
No, the paper side should always go toward the heated area in winter. So in most attics, that means the paper is going to be down. And the fiberglass, the raw fiberglass, is going to be on top. The additional insulation you put on would just be more fiberglass laid right on top of that. Don't use the paper. A second vapor barrier can actually trap moisture between layers of insulation.
Yeah, you'd be making a moisture sandwich if you did that.
Once you get up to the top of the joist, then you want to add additional insulation and run it perpendicular or crossways to the joist. But you have to bring the level between the joists up flush first.
And how much do you want to add on top?
You know, this depends on where you live in the country and how cold it gets. And there are tables. The Department of Energy has tables. The insulation manufacturers on their websites have tables. So what you do is go in. It'll ask you, where do you live and what kind of heat do you have, and it'll make a recommendation for you.
So, Ron, before we let you go, we have to ask, what's your favorite home improvement project? I have to tell you that Leslie has been embroiled in an ongoing odyssey to get a door installed in the front
saga.
Of her house. A saga. It came this week, and it was 6 inches too big for the hole.
Well, that's better than 6 inches too small.
Well, true, but it still had to go away and not be installed, and it goes into the abyss of the contractor's shop.
So in the spirit of do as we say, not as we do, what have you been working on around your house?
Well, my favorite project, and I did it this year, was a fish pond and waterfall that I put in.
Oh, those are getting very popular now.
And, you know, water features are not as difficult as people make them out to be.
They're really not. You know what I found out? It was very simple.
As long as you have the right pump, it's very simple.
And even that equipment has been so well designed now that it basically just set it into a hole in the ground. What I did find out, though, was it's heavy work. I live in Connecticut, and there are lots of stones in the soil, so the digging was kind of tough, and then I brought in big rocks. It was heavy work, but not complicated. But I got to tell you, when I sit out there in the evening or the afternoon and just listen to that waterfall and see the fish in there and the lily pads, I mean, I think I've gotten more joy out of that project than just about anything I've done.
Well, it sounds like it's beautiful. We'll have to come up and see it sometime. Ron Hazelton, host of House Calls, a nationally syndicated home improvement TV show, and the resident home improvement expert for Good Morning America. Ron, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to be on the Money Pit.
Hey, you're welcome, guys.
Did you know that scald injuries from tap water are the second leading cause of burns to kids under the age of 5? So don't get your family into hot water when it comes to protecting them. We'll tell you how to prevent this common injury next.
888 Money Pit.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi Woodworking Tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
A loud voice pierces the air, alerting you to a fire.
Danger. Fire. Wake up.
Introducing the Kidde Wireless Smoke Sounder, a new way to provide extra warning for your family. The Smoke Sounder uses voice and special tones to better wake children and older adults, those most at risk in a fire. It plugs into a bedroom outlet and links with Kidde Wireless Smoke Alarms so that when one sounds, all will sound, giving your family more warning and more time to escape. The Kidde Wireless System. Know the sound of a safer home.
Danger. Fire.
Available at Lowe's and other retailers.
Would you like to make cooking faster, safer, cleaner, and more efficient than ever before? If you're an everyday chef who wants it all for your kitchen, then Kenmore has the cooktop for you.
Kenmore has introduced an induction cooktop that takes state-of-the-art innovation and makes it practical and affordable for your home. The Kenmore Elite 30-inch induction cooktop uses electromagnetic energy. Instead of heating burners with flames or coils, the cooktop induces heat directly to the pan, so only the contents are heated. Pans heat almost instantly, producing far faster cooking results than conventional gas or electric cooktops.
The Kenmore Elite Induction Cooktop has four cooking zones that accommodate up to a 12-inch pan and provide the same gourmet precision as a gas cooktop. They automatically sense if a pan is on the cooktop and won't turn on unless cookware is in its place. Plus, a special warm and serve feature allows each pan to hold a precisely low temperature after the food is cooked.
The Kenmore Induction Cooktop is as fast and efficient as cooking gets. Learn more about how Kenmore is bringing innovation home at 1-888-KENMORE or visit your local Sears store. Kenmore, ideas for the good life.
Did you know that the air inside your home can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside? No matter how clean you keep your home, it's littered with harmful contaminants like viruses, bacteria, and mold, pet dander, dust, and pollen. Contaminants that cause illness and make allergies and asthma much more severe. Thankfully, there's a way to make your home healthy. The April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. Using the best air cleaning technology available, April Air is the only whole home air cleaner that effectively removes harmful contaminants, even viruses, from the air your family breathes. And that makes your whole home a comfortable, healthy place to be. Your family deserves the best, so why not give them the best? Make your whole home healthier with the April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
So, Leslie, you know, between the holidays, say between Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the other holidays, it seems like people use a lot more candles than they do during other times of the year.
Well, it sets the perfect tone for a nice cozy meal. It's just very seasonal and festive.
And now there's a new fast way to make sure that when you light those candles, you do it very safely. It's a new revolutionary matchbox design from Diamond. It's called Diamond Match Garden. It's pretty cool because if you think of those box of traditional kitchen matches, the big cardboard box with the slide in it and the striker on the side.
Half the times they fall apart and the striker starts to wear away and then you're left with half a box of matches you can't even light.
Well, imagine a box like that that's sturdy, made out of plastic, that locks so kids can't get to it, that has a real sturdy striker, and it's got a reservoir where you can, like, put the used matches so this way the kids can't get to them, and you know that they're going to extinguish safely. That's what Diamond Match Guard is. It's an amazing product. It's the first change, the first revolutionary change in Matchbox design that I think I have ever seen in my lifetime.
And you know what? Since the box is plastic, it really makes it great if you go on a camping trip or if you're out on a boating adventure or any place where a traditional box might get wet.
Exactly. For more information, go to diamondbrands.com and check out the Diamond Match Guard, a revolutionary new matchbox design with a special chamber for disposing of extinguished matches.
Portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. Study after study shows that as homes become tighter and more energy efficient, more contaminants become trapped inside. April Air's technologically advanced electronic and media air cleaners are the best choice for maintaining healthy indoor air. For more information, go to aprilair.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, what's the hot tip on how to avoid getting scalded?
Okay, well, bath or shower water that's too hot can easily scald a child or elderly relative. So consider installing universal design faucets, which will cut off when the water temperature is too high, or turn your hot water heater's thermostat down to 120 degrees. Not only is this safer, it will also save you some money in the long run.
Excellent advice. 1-888-MONEYPIT is the telephone number. Call us right now, and you'll get the answer to your home improvement question and a chance at winning this great prize, the Corner Cat Sander from Ryobi, worth $29. It's a great money-saving tool. It's a labor-saving tool. It's cordless. It's got an 18-volt battery, and it works really well. I use it on my steps.
Oh, and it's good to get into all those really tight places.
Yeah, like
spindles
in between the
on
spindles.
Staircases.
Right.
If you want to refinish a chair or you have a piece of furniture around the house that you're working on that maybe has some carved details in it, this is the tool for you.
Yep, call us right now and we'll throw your name in the Money Pit hard hat. We will pull one name out of the hard hat at the end of today's show and send that person the Ryobi Corner Cat Sander worth $29. Let's go back to the phones.
Now we're going to talk to Jane in New Jersey, who listens to the Money Pit on WCTC, who's got some squeaks in your floors. What's going on, Jane?
I have a lot of squeaks in my floors. We've had it carpeted now for years, but the new look today is the old floors polished, shine nice. But when we rip up the flooring, what I want to know specifically, is there any way, I mean, I've read a few books, but it seems to me you have to go under the floor, which I can't do. Is there any way, a practical, easy way, should I hire someone and what do they call themselves?
So you want to take up the carpeting and you want to put down a hardwood floor, or under your carpet is a beautiful hardwood?
It's already oak. It's already oak floors.
Okay.
Wow. It's just a squeak.
Well, you're in luck because
there's some creative solutions to that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, basically it's loose floorboards that are causing the squeaks.
And that happens because the glue and the nails have just dried out, or the wood has expanded around the nails over the years, and it's just not holding as tight as it should.
Okay.
So what you want to do is you want to identify by using a stud finder where the floor joists are under the floors.
Okay, wait a minute. Now I'm writing this because I'm not talented. Stud finder.
Yeah, use a stud finder. That will help you identify the floor joists. And now, the tricky part here is because you have a finished floor, you have to be careful about what kind of hardware you use to tighten these areas up. You can't just, you know, bang a big old ugly common nail in there like you could if it was plywood. So here's a little trick of the trade. Take a finish nail, like a number 10 or a number 12 finish nail. So it's got a really small head. And use the finish nail as the drill bit in a drill. Because what it does is it tends to spin the fibers of the wood apart and allows you to drive that nail through without actually cutting away any of that wood. And that makes a really tight fit. And so you sort of spin the finished nail with a drill partly into the board, then you unchuck the drill and hammer it in the rest of the way, and then set the nail head right below the surface of the board. And if you do that accurately and strategically in two or three places along where that floor joist is, then the squeak will eventually go away. So that's an easy way to do that without having to take up the floor or do anything from the underneath. You simply use the finish nail as the drill bit, spin it right through, and that will tighten it down. There actually is a tool, Leslie, that's sold by Vermont American. Have you ever seen it? It's called a nail spinner.
No, and does it look like a regular power driver?
Yeah, it looks like a mini chuck, like for but you don't have to unscrew it. It just holds the end of the nail, and it spins it right in. And I used to use it for many years when I was working on hardwood floors and hardwood railings to be able to nail straight into oak, because you know oak's so hard, you can't just nail in it; it'll just bend over. But a nail spinner, or if you don't have one, you can just like chuck up a finished nail into a drill and spin it right through, and it does a really good job. And Jane, that'll make your squeaky floor go away for good. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, well, coming up after the break, you know, you guys, I travel a lot, and sometimes you get a mixed bag when you check into these hotels. You never know what your shower or your sink's water pressure is going to be like at these hotels. Am I going to go to work with shampoo in my hair? Am I not going to be able to wake up because the water, I just can't get it straight, and you never know what you're going to get. Well, we've got an email from Ted in Maryland who is having the same exact problem with his water pressure. We'll find out if Tom can answer that right after this. No pressure, Tom.
All right.
888 Money Pit. Money Pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by Black & Decker, makers of powerful 18-volt rechargeable outdoor products. These cordless tools pack a real wallop, so you get all the power you need to tame your yard. For more information, go to blackanddecker.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where the pressure is on.
All right, Ted.
Leslie,
from
you threw down the gauntlet going into the break.
I did.
I hope I can help this guy.
I'm sure you can. You know everything. All right, Ted from Maryland writes, my kitchen sink has an odd problem. The hot water seems to trickle out now instead of the full amount like the cold does. I thought maybe something was clogged. I turned off both the hot and cold water shutoff valves below the sink. Then when I took off the faucet assembly on top, the hot water keeps bubbling. I can't shut it off. Nothing seems to be clogged. Can I fix it or do I need a plumber?
Oh, boy. Well, let's review. The hot water seems to trickle out now instead of the full amount.
Right. And when he turned off both of the shutoff valves, it's still bubbling out.
Well, it sounds to me like it's a problem with the valves. You know, sometimes these valves don't shut off all the way or get stuck in a certain position. And if you tried to shut it off,
because
it's just stuck
or it's rusted shut.
It could be stuck partly open is what it sounds like. And if the interesting thing here is it's just on the hot water. Now, if it were the hot and the cold water together,
then it would be something different.
Right. The first place I would look is in the faucet aerator, that little screen on the end of your faucet tip.
You mean the pebble protector?
Yes, the pebble protector. So none of those nasty pebbles or pieces of rust or debris find their way through that screen and damage your sink.
Or you're not washing your face and end up with like a handful of rocks in the eye.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if you have a problem with water pressure in your house and it's just in one bathroom, and if it's just like one sink, it's probably the aerator. In this case, it sounds like the valve is a problem. In that case, he's probably going to need to replace that valve. Now,
is that easy or can
you? It's not that hard to do, but you know what, Ted, if you haven't done it before, I wouldn't recommend this as a starting do-it-yourself project, because it may involve a propane torch, and that could cause a fire. So you may
fun.
Have to sweat a new valve on there, and that may not be something you're prepared to tackle.
But if you like to solder, this is right up your alley.
Exactly.
All right, we got another one from Deborah in Wisconsin. I think this one's for me.
It is.
You gave the name of a good carpet cleaner for dogs, something to do with 123. All right, well, it is. It's exactly that. It's called Odor-Free 123, and it's a great cleaner. It gets out any sort of yellow stains. It gets out a lot of stains that you just even have a hard time fighting, anything with a tannin like a red wine. And the company is called JustRite.com, and it's JustRite, no GHT. RITE.com. And the guy who owns it is really nice, and you'll be really happy, I promise you, with the product.
Hey, you know, speaking of carpet removers, a little trick of the trade, you know that white wine will take out a red wine stain.
Really?
Yeah, did you know that?
Two wrongs make a right?
Yeah, except that if you flip it around, though, however, red wine will not take out a white wine stain.
No, don't. Red wine is like a scary thing. For the holidays, we had this beautiful rug. We just bought it, you know, a couple months back before the holidays. And there, someone spilled red wine. I was like, Ed, just discreetly clean that up without anybody knowing.
All right. Well, we are just about out of time on today's program. But, you know, Leslie, it occurs to me that your life as a professional on While You're Out, and of course on the Money Pit, is all about options and showing people what options they may have when they've got to redecorate a room. And that is the subject of today's Leslie's Last Word.
Okay, well, thanks to modern technologies and plenty of patterns and styles, there are many molding products to choose from, and one will fit your budget, I promise. Hardwood moldings, which are stained or naturally finished, usually come with a pretty hefty price tag, but paint-grade pine or fir moldings are much less expensive because they're made from shorter pieces of wood that have been joined together. For the best of both worlds, consider new ready-to-paint moldings made from high-density polymers. These are attractive, and they are a fraction of the cost of the real thing, and there are a lot of good choices out there, so keep your eyes open.
Well, we know that it is an option for you to listen to this program, and we are so pleased and proud that you have. We hope that we've helped you out and taught you something that maybe you didn't know about home improvement, maybe made your house a little more comfortable this winter. This is all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.